If the children will all come down for Kids Corner this morning, you'll be spending some time with Vivian Bird.
Good morning. What a great group. Isn't it wonderful to be in God's house on this wonderful day? Yes, it is. Who can tell me what this is? A map. That is right. Now, I like maps. In fact, I collect them. They're just so informative. This one in particular is a road map. And there are lots of different kinds of maps. You know, we have maps of lakes, of cities and counties, and go to a large shopping mall, there'll even be a map of the mall. But today we're going to talk about a road map. And this happens to be a road map of Missouri. This would be a map of the entire United States. That would include all of the states. We always want a current road map when we travel because roads change. Sometimes new roads are added. But then there's some rules to remember also when we study a map. For example, if we want to travel north to south, we choose uneven numbered roads like 7 or 13, 65. Those are north to south roads. If we wanted to go east to west, we would just choose even-numbered roads like 10 or 20 or 40. Those are things to remember about a road map. But what is this? The Bible. This was a road map for our life, and it was given to us thousands of years ago. The message has not changed. The route to heaven has not changed. God's message is the same around the world. There's no north, no south, no east or west. And John 3:16 tells us that God so loved us that he gave his only son so that we could have eternal life through him. We must ask him We must accept him into our hearts and believe. Now, isn't that a wonderful road map of love and hope? Yes, it is. To follow the Bible, God's road map for our life. We'll ask the adults to pray with us, okay? Our eternal God, our Heavenly Father, how we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity and the privilege of being in your house and to celebrate your love with these wonderful children. Father, we ask that you would be with us during the remainder of our service. Be with our pastor, Lord, and lead and guide in all that is said and done, that all will be pleasing in your sight. And praise to your name. These things we ask in the holy name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Vivian. Thanks, kids. We're not going to do the cups today, okay? All right. We'll do that next week. I'm glad you like the cups. The ushers are going to pass out an insert that I didn't get prepared in time to be in the bulletin. Oh, I can take it. I got it. But they're coming out. And while that is happening, I forgot to mention two very important announcements. And I apologize that I'm kind of doing this now. But Deanna, something very important happened on this last Thursday. Anybody happen to know what that was in this town? What happened Thursday night?